You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yes, it is the mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Thursday. Happy Thursday to everyone out there. We are a week away from Christmas. Is it officially a week?
1 week from today.
Yeah, man. 1 week from today, it'd be Christmas. And I've been doing kind of a little Christmas thing throughout the mixtape all week. And yesterday I did the worst Christmas movies. Mm-hmm. And one of those movies did not include Home Alone.
Right.
Thank God.
Well, everybody knew that.
Yeah. So I'm glad it didn't have that on there. Mm-hmm. I'm glad I ain't seen no hot take about Home Alone. But I did come across some fun facts mm-hmm. about Home Alone. And this is one of those things, like all year round, every time I see them talking about the making of Home Alone and the music and all that stuff, I just tap in and just try to see what's going on. Mm-hmm. One of the fun facts that I ran across was about the one and only Joe Pesci.
Yeah.
He was on the show. He was the bad guy. And this is kind of off of his, you know, run of mobster movies and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And he dipped it to the whole Christmas movie scene with Home Alone.
I mean, he was still the bad guy in it, so he wasn't too far from his
funny.
Mobster. I mean,
oh, yeah. That's what great. I'm saying. Yeah. It wasn't like just bad guy. He was funny.
Effortlessly
and goofy.
Funny, seemingly.
Yeah. So here's a little fun fact about Joe Pesci in Home Alone and how he act on the set. Mm-hmm. And in this clip, you'll hear Macaulay Culkin kind of giving his thoughts on it, too.
Joe Pesci left Macaulay Culkin with a permanent souvenir. Pesci decided the best way to play a convincing child-terrorizing burglar was to actually terrify the child. He kept his distance from Macaulay Culkin on set. He never joked around with him. He barely even spoke to him. Basically, he treated Kevin McAllister like someone he fully intended to rob. And then came the finger incident. During rehearsal for the scene where Harry threatens to bite off Kevin's fingers, Pesci leaned in, stayed in character, and chomped down a little too hard. Hard enough to break the skin. Hard enough that Culkin still has the scar decades what? Later. It was the only time the cast ever saw Pesci genuinely rattled. The man who played Tommy DeVito suddenly panicked because he'd accidentally injured a child.
I think he did it on purpose. He bit me. And I think he just meant to put his teeth on my finger, but he bit down a little harder than he thought. And I have a little Joe Pesci tooth mark scar right here on my finger.
That's crazy.
I think it's kind of cool, and it show you how serious he took this role too.
Yeah.
Because usually, I mean, I'm not an actor or anything, but I'm guessing a lot of people kind of have a relationship on the set and all mm-hmm. that stuff. Mm-hmm. Anybody else probably would have talked to Macaulay and just kind of, hey, kid, you know, he kept his distance from him to kind of make him scared in real life type
method.
Method actor.
He went method.
It's always fascinating, like, the length these actors and actresses go.
My favorite part about the method actors are how the people who are not method talk about them.
Oh, yeah.
Because oftentimes it ranges from mild annoyance to, like, the worst of them, where they just absolutely hate it. Like, Jared Leto is a dude that has just gotten the worst.
Yeah.
People are just like, why is he like this?
Yeah.
Because what was it? The, which one of the, was it Suicide Squad or whatever one where he was the, he was the Joker.
Yeah.
And he was, like, leaving dead animals, like, in his coworkers' trailers and stuff. And they're like, dude.
Yeah.
You don't have to be like this. Why are you like this?
Yeah, no. It's crazy how people take roles so serious. Like, we look at people whenever they do a role and be like, man, they killed that role. But just the actor effect of it. A lot of people go to Tupac Shakur.
Heath Ledger.
Yeah.
Like, Heath Ledger, people said he became deranged himself.
Yeah, a lot of people feel like Tupac in the movie Juice, that was kind of the one thing that kind of set everything off. For Tupac's music career, as far as like the whole gangster life type.
Was it Daniel Day-Lewis that played Lincoln?
Yes.
Like, I remember some stories about that. Like, people said, that's Lincoln.
Yeah, but he's notoriously the dude that people used to. I wonder if that's still the case, would think of when people talk about method actors. Like, oh, Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah. Like, the people were calling him, well, no, that's Abraham Lincoln. Okay.
That's got to be crazy, though, to just be like, For the period of me working on this, I am this character.
Yep.
Like, I got to go to the store and just be this person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
As I continue on the mixtape and the Loose Sports Radio.
Did we just move past
16?
The dude, like a grown man just biting a child and this being okay? Did we just move? I realized
He said he was rattled.
Yeah.
I guess he was a little nervous about that. But.
Yeah, I feel like he was like, here comes the lawsuit.
He drew blood on a child.
Here comes the lawsuit.
Yeah. Hey, he took that role serious.
Yeah.
This is a mixtape in the Loose Sports Radio 610. Speaking of Macaulay Culkin, did you know he's a diehard Rams fan?
I did not.
I did know this.
Yeah. Him and his lovely wife.
I was like, are they officially married? Brenda Song?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they love the Rams.
Really?
They love the Rams.
You want to hear Macaulay Culkin kind of break down the Rams a little bit?
Yeah.
All right, here's Macaulay Culkin, and this was on Mythical Kitchen. I guess it's a show, some type of little cooking interview type show.
Okay.
Here's him talking about the Rams.
With the Rams defense giving up 30 fewer rushing yards per game this year, primarily out of nickel base, do you think there's a case to be made that Puna Ford was a more important acquisition than Davante Adams?
You said the key word, Puna Ford, I swear. It's if he was 1 inch taller, if he was 6 feet tall, he'd be making bigger bank. He's got this little kind of stigma. Man, we haven't had a guy plug up the hole like that since Sue was on the team, really. That's what it's all about. Puna Ford is the quiet MVP of this season. You know, because that was a big hole in our defense was the run. And Puna, man, he does it. Unsung hero.
What's your biggest fear?
Not having Puna Ford on the Rams.
He knows ball. Puna is fantastic. Yeah. You talk about defensive tackles that do what they're supposed to do. Puna is really good, and he is on currently a 3-year, $27 million contract.
All right. All right.
Yeah, make sure he don't get off the team. Yeah. Otherwise, Macaulay might put some booby traps out there.
Around that sofa? Yeah, that'd be a problem.
Maybe he can thank Macaulay Culkin for that contract. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
You gotta pay that man.
Yeah, you better. You gonna piss him and Brenda off.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want both of them mad at you. Mm-hmm. Maybe one.
Yeah.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up.
You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Mixtape and the Luke Sports Radio 610. It's that time of the year and everybody out there doing their shopping and stuff like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I saw that Mickey Mouse was in town doing some shopping at Walmart.
Mickey what? Was?
Yeah, yeah. So let's go to KPRC2 Devin with the story about Mickey Mouse shopping in Walmart.
When you go grocery shopping, you expect fresh, not furry, but one video recorded inside this Walmart's produce aisle has shoppers doing double takes.
The video sent to KPRC2 News shows two rats scurrying across cucumbers and other vegetables in the fresh produce aisle at the Walmart on North Sam Houston Parkway East in Humble. In one video, the vermin are right under a sign that reads, "Manager's Special." Brooklyn Bates, who lives in the area, says it's hard to believe.
I go shopping there.
As someone who helps run her mother's food truck, she says cleanliness is essential.
Being clean is the number one priority.
Her mother, who did not want to go on camera, says this Walmart is the one their family uses, mostly because it's close to home.
We bought apples and other vegetables and food.
Harris County Public Health did inspect the store after it says it received that video and four complaints. We're told they found a dead rat on a glue pad behind a cooler, but by that time, all of the affected products had been removed and sanitized. We want to mention that this store did get an overall score of 96, but it also got a citation. We understand there is another inspection scheduled before Christmas.
Yeah, there better be.
salute to Mickey Mouse.
No, you know what
this shopping
means?
Done, right?
What this means is Marvin Zindler been gone too long and everybody done gotten too quiet. We need a new Marvin Zindler to keep people on their toes.
Dude, I just called
what you
up
mean?
The, I just called up the video. That is.
Yeah.
That is
I couldn't even watch the video, man. I don't want to see all that, man.
Oh boy.
That is unbelievable, man. Just
I know that Walmart too, man. It's in my old hood.
Yeah.
I was about to say, like, does this count as a reminder of the PSA, make sure you wash your produce when you get to the house.
Oh, 100%,
man.
Even before they get out on the shelves, you don't know what's going on in the trucks and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah, you have to. Big time. Fruit, everything.
By the way, Malik Collins as an interior defensive line makes more than Puna Ford.
Oh, wow.
On an average annual value basis.
Dang.
Yeah, he might be. McCauley, no ball.
Yeah, he do, man. It's the Mixtape in the Luke Sports Radio 610. I'll get you guys out of here on this. How shocked would you be if your significant other knew a lot about football as far as, like, plays and different stuff like that? Like, will it shock you if Jan was like, oh, man, you should have threw a post right there?
Not a lot. Not a whole lot. She's a knowledgeable fan, but she's not an X's and O's person. But
you wouldn't be shocked that she threw out some X's and O's.
She's probably picked up enough.
And like, man, they need to go back to the RPO.
Yeah, she's probably picked up enough. I mean, she knows what an RPO is.
Where have you been? Who have you been talking to?
Yeah, she knows what an RPO is. But she wouldn't go around quoting it and demanding it or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Well, slightly surprised.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'd be surprised if my lady came out and said, yeah, she probably should have went with the RPO over there. I'd be like, wait, what? Who are you? Wait, what? But apparently, this is exactly what happened to a guy who was playing NCAA football. Mm-hmm. He's sitting there playing. His girlfriend was probably just sitting there watching him play. And she decided to do this.
Why didn't you run a RPO?
Because my wide receiver is not fast enough, and my quarterback doesn't have the ratings right now.
He didn't even realize what she asked.
There we go. Come on.
No!
We should have done a screen pass.
Now he's looking at it.
Huh?
Yeah.
I should have done a what?
Screen pass.
A screen pass?
Yeah.
You know what a screen pass is?
Yeah.
And wait a minute.
Did you just say I should run an RPO?
Yes.
I should run an RPO.
Mm-hmm.
You know what an RPO
Someone
is?
Someone doesn't sound coachable.
How the heck do you know what an RPO is?
Don't worry about it. Just run it.
And a screen pass.
I've been paying attention.
No, you haven't.
Here's a little more. She kind of took it up a notch.
Who have you been talking
to? Hey, yeah. Coach telling you to run the damn RPO. Yeah. Run the RPO, son.
Yeah, here's a little more. She took it up a little notch.
RPO.
That is very odd. And I'm not sure if I'm comfortable with you knowing football terms. There it is. You idiot.
Could have been a post.
Get out.
Get out.
How do you know this stuff? Who you been talking to?
There you go. That's the
Who
question.
Told you this? Post, RPO, screen pass? You've never once ever said that, and we've watched football for years, and you're oblivious. Who
no,
told you
I've
this?
I've been paying attention on this whole time.
She's lying her ass off.
She's
lying.
She's chuckling the whole time. See, if she sold this, I think she could have really sent him to like the netherworlds where his brain is just like, what happened?
Yeah, no,
where have I been?
The funniest part was the first time she said we should have ran an RPO. He was like, oh,
he's like, yeah, good, slide.
He's
yeah.
like, yeah, good yeah. idea. But unfortunately,
he's like,
I can't.
Yeah, no, I couldn't do it because of the way they had the defense up.
And he goes,
I'm
wait
like,
a
he
minute.
Answered the question.
And he goes, wait a minute. Did By you, the way, what's the answer? How did she...
Now, it's a trend on social media. Just kind of throw football terms out at your boyfriend while you're watching the game or playing the video game.
I think usually the way that happens is someone who does know, like trying to kind of coaches them up as to like, this is what you say, and then they go and they throw
another, it out there. Another funny one is when a woman is listening to like some hardcore hip hop that knowing she won't listen to, like if my wife was listening to, let's say Jadakiss or something like that.
Yeah. Your wife don't like Jadakiss?
She actually do because of me.
Gotcha.
But she don't listen in that type of
hardcore
scaring the holes type music. Mm-hmm. But if
I thought we'd done such a good job of not using that word on this program.
Hey man, that's a term, man.
It is.
That's a term we in Houston.
Yeah.
But that's always a funny thing when a funny bit when a woman is, you know, put a hat in their car or something like that. Or put the seat way back in the passenger seat. Like, who was in your car? Just kind of tick off the dude.
It's the basis of comedy, expectation subversion. You expect that your lady, if she's not a like giant football fan, because some ladies will
some talk. People, yeah, it's a lot of women that know what RPOs and stuff
without
is.
Question, without question. But then if you're like, I know my lady don't give a damn about football, and all of a sudden she come in here talking like D'Amico Ryans, you're like, hold on.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Nah, that would be a red flag for me. If my wife came in talking about, oh, he should have ran the RPO. Like, what?
I like the last one best. It's real nonchalant. Should have run a post.
Should have run a get. Post.
He was just like, get out.
Get out.
Get out. He paused. He had to pause the game and everything. Like, wait a minute.
Get out. Should have run a post, I'm telling you.
Without question.
Yeah.
So there you go. Oh, man, that was fun. Appreciate you for yet another fantastic edition of the Mixtape. 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on Sports Radio 610 at The Figgy Fig on social media if you see something Mixtape worthy. All right, you're in the loop. Coming up next, we get ready to hand things off to the fellas of the drive who are out at the Buffalo Wild Wings there off of Washington. What did you say, Midtown?
Yeah, what you called? Midtown.
All right. I didn't even say an address this time. Like I didn't even. All
right,
whatever.
Right there in Midtown.
You wanted to.
Right there in Midtown. That's the address.
You don't know me. You're not my dad. Yeah. But before we get there, I did want to talk a little bit about. There's been a little bit of audio of when it comes to the Rockets before they get to their New Orleans game. Steven Adams in particular had to clear some stuff up about the way his diet goes. Let's hear that next.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.